about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Makes you wonder if I should maybe change that opening. Sassy, stimulating. What if I don't really feel that sassy today? And what if I'm really not that stimulating? I think my intro was putting too high expectations on. What do you all think? Yeah, I think so. But, you know, actually, I think today I will live up to all the hype of the Dr. Dahlia Show because we've got a lot of interesting stories. Thank God, because Lord knows I couldn't come up with the material. They're saying that depending on your blood type, they can now predict your heart risk, whether you're blood type O, blood type B, blood type A, blood type AB. So we'll talk about that. Also, they've discovered a chocolate that has half the fat. I'm pretty excited about that, but I'll tell you how they did it. Nothing that miraculous. I guess the U.S. population has hit pi. This is something us math geeks think is really cool, so we'll talk about that. And then I guess some Oregon researchers have turned poop into energy. It's not the first time it's done this, but they think theirs is a major breakthrough and a breath of fresh air in the industry. So we're going to talk about that. Very busy show today, so we're going to get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, just really quickly here, many people have been vaccinating their children appropriately, so I'm pretty happy about that. But every now and then I get an email or a question from a parent saying, how do I know if these vaccines are giving the long-term immunity, and do we need boosters? Well, today, news came out that if your child has had the hepatitis A vaccine, hepatitis A vaccines also a lot of healthcare workers get, they say children younger than 2 who are given the hepatitis A vaccine are protected for 10 years. Now, they're not saying more than that, but I do have to admit, my son got the hepatitis A vaccine, and we tested his titers, I believe 10 years later, and he still appeared immune. So there is a chance it could be longer than that. But keep in mind, some of these vaccines may not be giving lifelong immunity, which is why we're going back and immunizing against pertussis, right? We've had all this whooping cough come back to haunt us. And so now they're saying your middle school student needs to go back and get a pertussis booster. I wouldn't be surprised if they also later have to do that with the varicella. But right now, researchers from the CDC found that the hepatitis A vaccine that is supposed to prevent against hepatitis A infection, which we usually get from oral fecal route, contaminated food. Remember there was a fast food outbreak with hepatitis A a while back, offers at least 10 years of immunity. All right. Women who do pass hepatitis A antibodies do also help their child as well. Let me see. I don't want to go too much into this article because it is kind of boring. So anyway, okay, let's just leave it up there because I really don't want to go into, oh, they tested the baby here, and then they tested the baby here, and then they did this, you know, it's boring. Remember, this is supposed to be sassy and stimulating. That is a lot of pressure. You think Mitt Romney's going to have a lot of pressure trying to fix the economy if he gets into office. You should imagine what pressure I have to have trying to make a show that's sassy and stimulating. Too much work. All right. Well, that's why you need to call in and give us your questions. And we have some good emails I probably need to get to in this hour. I keep putting it off because we have so much medical news, but your questions are pretty interesting. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't have letters on your phone, then it's 1-877-362-3254. I know some of you have those dial phones like we used to. Well, you stick your finger on the dial and you have to roll it. I know, and I know a lot of them don't have letters or it's too difficult to figure out. I can't stand it. I can't stand figuring out letters when I have numbers. 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. All right. Please also follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia site. Whenever you guys are on Facebook, no big rush. Don't pull over on your car and go to your iPhone app. Just when you're on Facebook a little bit later today, go ahead and search Dr. Dahlia Show because I want you to connect. That's what we can tell you and give you up-to-date information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's talk about this chocolate. Now, what scientists have done, because remember also, chocolate, remember, by 2030 is supposed to be in very short supply. So they need to figure out the whole chocolate situation. But these researchers are right now just concerned about replacing fat content. So what they've done is they've replaced chocolate's fat content with fruit juice. This was in the University of Warwick. Chemists claimed that the new chocolate bar will still appeal to chocoholics. They said they've studied this. People think it really tastes like chocolate. Dr. Stefan Bonn, as in Bonbon, from the Department of Chemistry at the University of Warwick, was lead author. If I had a last name of Bonn, as in Bonbon, I would probably study chocolate too. They think that this chocolate is healthier because, of course, they added fruit juice to it. They took out a lot of the cocoa butter and milk fats that go into chocolate bar, substituting tiny droplets of juice measuring under 30 microns in diameter. They used orange and cranberry juice, infused it into milk, dark and white chocolate, using what is known as Pickering emulsion. Boy, if they wanted to make this unappetizing, they sure did. Don't be Pickering my chocolate. All right, and they said there was a little bit of a trade-off. They could use water and vitamin C instead of juice if you want to maintain the chocolatey taste. All right, so they did mess up the taste. I knew it. I knew it. Everybody's been talking about this half the fat chocolate bar. Here's the thing. You know what you have to do? What you have to do with us chocoholics is not tell us. You know, we reach for the chocolate, and it just has to look like squares or chunks of chocolate. That's what you have to do. But if you have a Hershey's bar or a Kit Kat, and then you have this what do they do to it? Pickering emulsion chocolate with orange and cranberry juice. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to vomit and we're not going to eat it. So they need to be smart. Maybe what the chocolate industry has to do is just, you know, sneak it in. Call them surprise bars, you know, and let you think. You know how you look at a food, but you put something else in your mouth and it actually starts to taste like that food you're looking at? Mine's amazing, isn't it? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Call in now at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, another article came out this week making doctors look stupid again. The media loves ripping on us doctors. All right, but this one, they may have a point. There's apparently a study out saying that doctors are failing to review tests before discharging you from the hospital. Now, this study was done in Australia. They say half of these unread tests that were done before you were discharged from the hospital were ordered the day the patient left the hospital. So if the patient left and the chart immediately goes to the medical records department, doctor doesn't round on the patient and then doesn't see the results. Now, remember we had this 12-year-old boy who was sent home from an emergency room after being cut on the arm, and then he ended up dying of sepsis? And apparently they attribute that cluster to NYU Langone Medical Center not following up on the blood tests that were taken before the boy left. Now, I'm really surprised by this. I mean, I've done ER. I've taken care of patients in the hospital. I don't understand how you could discharge a person while there's results pending. I don't get that. But anyway, from what we understand, the Medical Center in New York has changed its policies last month. I don't know what current policy they possibly could have had. They say today's study shows that doctors need to better manage the tests they order, including using electronic alerts, and patients should follow up and make sure they get the results. I'm going to agree with that one. The study author is Enrico Cuellera. Now, researchers have looked at 6,700 inpatient admissions and 660,000 individual medical tests. Of those tests, 3% were not reviewed at discharge. Okay, so you're looking at 6,700 patients, but 660,000 tests that were ordered on those patients. That's a lot of tests. Of those tests, 3% were not looked at discharge. 7% were requested on the day the patient was leaving the hospital. 47% of the unread tests were from those done on the day the patient left the hospital, the study found. And of those unread tests, 41% still hadn't been reviewed 2 months later. They think maybe what's happening is, you know, these are routine tests that the doctor stopped ordering. Another test gets done, it's abnormal, but because the patient looked good the day before, he goes home. All right, that could be an issue. Here's my thing, okay? I think we have a huge problem now that doctors aren't taking care of patients in the hospital like they used to. I don't know about many of you in the smaller towns, but in the big cities, we've evolved to having two groups of doctors, your hospitalists and then the doctors that take care of you in clinic. And I find it very frustrating that when my patients go to the hospital, they have to start all over again with a doctor who's never met him and doesn't know them from Jack. Then the family doctor gets the patient back again, has no idea what happened in the hospital. Now, yesterday we spent a significant amount of time on these hospitals getting penalized for readmissions, and they blame the hospital for it. You know, if you have a chronic condition, you have to go back to the hospital. It's the hospital's fault. Well, if they're citing this, where doctors aren't looking at your labs before you're discharged, then you have to turn right back around and come in the next day because you had gotten more sick. And, you know, started to worsen. Okay, I can understand that's a mess up, but I mean, this really isn't that common. All right, they said this happens, what, 3% of the time. So, I mean, to me, that's still significant, but I mean, that's not the cause for hospital readmission rates. The problem is we have now more and more Medicare patients who are baby boomers, and we still have many people who are COPDers and colitis patients and heart patients, et cetera. And I don't think it's the hospital's fault. If you have a chronic condition that causes you to come back, if you don't want to purchase your medications or follow up with your doctor, or you just have difficulty maintaining this type of illness at home, which a lot of people do. So, but, you know, if we're having such issues, per the media, with hospital readmissions and doctors not looking at the labs, I mean, there's an argument to maybe go back to the old way medicine was done, right? You know, your doctor was right up the street. You went over to the doctor, right? If, you know, you didn't have the payment, the $10 or the $20, you brought him a chicken, right? He had medicines right there in the office. He could give you the medicines in the office. It was included in the price. When you went to the hospital, he'd go and visit you in the hospital, take care of you in the hospital. When you went home, he'd come to your house. Weren't those the good old days? Before Medicare, before insurance, before electronic software, before billing software, before having to have multiple staff, before having to have malpractice insurance. I mean, think about it. The doctor you had been going to for years, the doctor who delivered you, took care of you as a kid, you know, watched you as you went into adulthood, delivered your baby, these doctors don't seem to exist anymore. So you're seeing a different doctor. We call it foreign doctor, but not foreign meaning foreign country. A doctor that you haven't grown up with, a foreign doctor that takes care of you in the hospital. You get your daily CBCs and your daily comp panels and your daily chest x-rays, etc. He rounds on you. Now, when I was in training, you had to round on the patient, check on that patient 4 or 5 times a day. But I understand doctors that do have private practices, I mean, they have to keep running back and forth to the practice. How do you see patients from 8 to 5? And, effectively see your patients before lunchtime, after. It's almost impossible now. Not to mention the reimbursement is horrible. It's not worth it. And then the liability is high. So what are doctors doing? They're saying, you know what, I'll just see patients in the clinic. Whoever wants to do hospital, they could just see my patients in the hospital. You have doctors now where all they do during the day is just check on patients in the hospital. That's all they do. Now, I have seen phenomenal care, because these people that do hospital medicine, they really know their IV fluids. They know how to put in the Swan-Ganz catheter. They know how to do the central lines. They're very good with the ventilator because they do it every day. As opposed to your family doc, he may only have one patient on a ventilator every 6 months. So, you know, I get the advantage to that, but the disadvantage is you're being taken care of by somebody who's most likely never going to see you again. And remember, we're not all on the same electronic software. So any of my patients that go to the hospital, I have to ask for medical records. Well, Dr. Dahlia, they're not dictated yet. Okay, well, the patients in the office, can anybody read to me anything that was in the chart? No. We have to, it has to be medical records, and then we have a process with HIPAA, and then we have to have the patient sign the consent. So I never get the records the next day. I will get from one hospital in town an alert telling me that my patient was in the hospital and was discharged. That's nice. Okay, I mean, at least we got that. But in terms of what blood work was done, sometimes it takes a week for me to get that. You know, and so I know there's this big urge to get everybody onto electronic systems. I think we all should get onto the same one. I don't really think it makes sense that everybody is on a different electronic software, because I cannot tap in to somebody else's system. Yes, there's a way to tap into the hospital and look up medical records if you have the password and if you have admitting privileges, etc. But, I mean, that's just one hospital. I mean, how do you do that for all the hospitals? So we do have to come up with a better system. But if this issue of hospitals being fined because of readmission, you know, maybe we really have to go back to the old way where you got a doctor on your corner, right? The doctor doesn't have to spend 25 plus grand a year on malpractice and billing software and electronic software. They could see you. They could document in the chart, follow you, only see X amount of patients, do very well making the $25 or $30, come up with a way where the prescriptions are in their office. They give you the prescriptions. It was very easy. It was very simple back then. Now, true, there were less medicines available. I mean, you know, you only had, you had some sarsaparilla. You had some antacids, you had, I mean, you know, things were a little, less complicated. I get that. You didn't have to have CAT scans, et cetera. But I got to tell you, I mean, we really get nostalgic for that, because I think things have gotten so big and so technical that you really lose the personal touch with medicine. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times my patients say the doctor didn't even address them by their name. The doctor didn't even know their name. I mean, my gosh, if they're, you know, doing a pelvic exam on you or whatever, I mean, at least say hi, maybe even say goodbye. I don't know. It's very frustrating. Now, some hospitals I know are damn good. And they are excellent and they are thorough. But, you know, for the most part, I'm hearing there's such a lack of tangibility between your doctor and what's going on with you. And I have to admit, I'm a part of the problem, because I can't go to the hospital. Certain insurances only go to certain hospitals. If I decide to visit my patients in hospitals, I'd be all day rounding. I couldn't be in my office. There's a bigger problem here. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth. Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the reasons why I went on air, now it wasn't because the radio industry was desperate and had no other talent, no, but good guess. It was because not a lot of people feel like they have a place to go in terms of asking a medical question, you know, getting advice, finding an advocate. And I know there's only so much I could do. I mean, thank God our show is listened to nationally and internationally. But I understand, being a patient myself, where you really don't have a lot of control over the situation. And so it's kind of nice to hear somebody who understands that, who's in the medical community, could offer you all some advice and possibly even answer some of the questions, you know, as they come, and hopefully even answer them intelligibly. But that's for another day, probably not today. Had my mammogram today, and I'm still sore. Anyway, so when we were just talking about, prior to the break, that this a study came out this week saying doctors are discharging you without looking at your labs, in addition to hospitals having high readmission rates, some of you are probably sitting there going, what do I do? You know, what am I supposed to do as a patient? The doctor comes in for 2 seconds, takes a look at me and leaves. Now, again, we're just exaggerating, you know, some of these situations, but I know many of you are yelling at the radio going, that's exactly what happens. The doctors spend no time with me. Now, I've known many doctors that are phenomenal, that spend amazing amounts of time, but I've heard many people, they don't even say hi. They don't even address you by their name. They're in and out. And unfortunately, the study came out of Australia where doctors have been discharging patients without looking at the labs the final day. Now, what's very frustrating for the patient is they're being billed for these labs, that many labs that are being done are done as routine. And just to kind of review what the process is, you know, patient comes into the ER. Your doctor gets called. Your doctor may not go to the hospital. All right, he just may not do hospital anymore. That's just him. So he says, have the on-call doctor take care of the patient. All right, either I don't have privileges at the hospital, either the patient's insurance is forcing them to go to hospital A when I live right by hospital B. So there's thousands of reasons why your current doctor will not take care of you at the hospital. And I'm just as much to blame a part of that. I don't take care of patients at the hospital anymore. I can't. Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't allow patients to go to one hospital. Another insurance doesn't allow patients to go to another hospital. So I have patients in sometimes 3-4 different hospitals at any time. I can't run my office and see my patients, right, and take care of patients in the hospital at the same time. All right, because I don't want to do anything half-assed. So I have a hospital script. So anyway, you're in the ER. ER doc calls your doctor at 2-3 in the morning if they could even get through. All right, find out you're going to be seeing the hospital doctor on call. All right, when I was in training, the residents would get out of their little call room if they had an opportunity to sleep, come downstairs, look at you, admit you, etc. From what I'm understanding, most of the time you don't get to see the doctor in the middle of the night, do you? Okay. The on-call admitting doctor gets called. He says, what do you got? What do you got for me? Oh, we have a Dahlia Wax here. She's having pelvic pain again. It's probably her gonorrhea that, you know, came back, PID, who knows. All right, just tell Dahlia to use condoms and throw her on some penicillin. Let's IV her and throw her in the room, I don't know, second floor. Okay, so anyway, so Dahlia Wax gets admitted. Okay, so I'm sitting there with my PID. Hypothetically, okay, this isn't a true story. And you know, you're sitting there, and there's some basic orders. So the doctor wakes up, because the nurse calls and goes, doctor, we need orders. We need orders on Dahlia Wax. Doctor, what orders? All right, well, let's do a daily CBC. Let's do vaginal cultures. Let's do this. Let's do this. Start them on IV drip of, I don't know, ceftriaxone, whatever. Antibiotics, et cetera. Check her urine, check her pregnancy, whatever. All right, but they'll do daily CBCs or something. The order that was done in the middle of the night, all right, or first thing in the morning, whatever, that's daily, you have to actively stop that order for it to be stopped. Okay? That order will go on. If it's daily, that order will go on unless you actively stop it. So here I am, the disseminated gonorrhea or the pelvic inflammatory disease gets healed. I'm ready to jump up, leave the room, and flee. Well, if the CBC was run that day and the doctor let me go, that blood count, the CBC, your complete blood count comes back. Oh, it looks like it's high again. Dahlia Wax may still have an infection. We need to get her back before she spreads it to the next man. And unfortunately, I'm long gone. So, yes, doctors should be very well aware of your routine orders and make sure you got everything back. And sometimes these labs, they don't come back in a timely manner. You know, if you don't wake your patient up at 4 in the morning to draw their blood count, you won't have the blood work early in the morning. I'm going to tell you that right now. Sometimes you'll get the blood work hours later. And I don't want to wake my patients up at 4 in the morning for them to get their blood work. But unfortunately, if you want the labs done and ready by the time you round, I mean, imagine if you're a doctor that has to be at the office by 8, you're going to have to quickly round between 6:30 and 7:30 and then try to fight traffic to get back. Those labs better be ready by 6, 7 o'clock. And if they did not wake up your patient to draw labs at 4 in the morning, you are not going to have the labs done in time. So you yell, you scream, patient wants to go home, you let them go home. Meanwhile, lab comes back at 10, 11 o'clock, and you know, so the process needs to change. But here's the thing. Many of you don't really care what the doctors go through, and I don't blame you, all right? What do you do to protect yourself? Well, one is ask to see the labs. The nurse is going to not like it, but tough. Ask to see your labs. Say, I know you're going to send me home, can I see the labs and can I see that everything looks like it's a normal range? Well, the doctor has to explain it to you, and I can't give you the labs until the doctor shows you. And they're right. I mean, because nurses will get yelled at. Nurses are so abused, unfortunately, in the hospital setting that, you know, they're not going to do anything unless the doctor asks them, to, you know, tells them to, because they're so used to getting yelled at. It's horrible the way the system is. But ask and say, look, if I'm about to go home, I want to know that the cultures are negative and everything's clear. Okay, I want to. Now, unfortunately, some of you are like, oh, no. If you could get out of the hospital, you leave. And that's what happens. You know, when I was stuck, in labor for multiple days with both kids, then I finally gave birth, I was ready at 4:59 a.m. to leave the hospital. I didn't give a damn if I was still anemic. I didn't care if I had a temperature. I wanted to get out of the hospital. So I know some of you are going to be like, okay, well, let's sleep in dogs lie. I don't care about the labs. Let me get out of here. But here's the problem. If you don't look at the labs and the doctor doesn't look at the labs and they're abnormal, what's your regular doctor supposed to do? And trust me, but when you get out of a hospital, you're going to be so sick of doctors, you don't want to see your regular doctor. Now, one thing I suggest that you all do is go to the hospital medical records department the next day or the day after to get copies of your records. Even if you have to pay 60 cents a page, get your records. Maybe just ask for labs. Then just do that to save money. But usually the hospital, I don't think, charges. From what I remember, and say, look, I need to see my family doctor or my internist, or my nurse practitioner, PA. They are going to want to see what was done in the hospital so they don't have to repeat it. Please give me my labs. And if you're too sick to go to medical records, sign a waiver to have your husband or your wife, etc., get the medical records for you. But unfortunately, the way the medical system is going and the way healthcare is going, you are going to have to be extremely active and do what your doctor used to do. Because we have no communication now between hospitals and doctors that seems to be very consistent and very effective. And I feel bad for y'all because I know you're trapped. I know it. I see you guys in the hospital beds. Doctor, I can't get out of here. My doctor won't let me go. And then some of you rip out your IVs. Don't be doing that either. Okay, I mean, again, you have a doctor for a reason. I mean, they're taking care of you. But if this is really happening where you're being discharged without your cultures coming back, knowing they're negative, I can't imagine that happening, because if you're in the hospital for sepsis or pneumonia, of course we're going to want to make sure your chest x-ray looks good. We're going to want to make sure your blood count looks good. So, I I'm still a little shocked this could happen to begin with. But your job is to make sure you're not a victim. Now, we were also talking about the story where two antibiotics have been linked to liver injury in seniors, Avalox and Levaquin. Two very common antibiotics we use for bronchitis, sinus infections, pneumonia, etc. And in a study yesterday, it found that these antibiotics have been linked to liver injury. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're also going to be talking about blood type and heart disease risk. But I think over the next few weeks, I got to teach you how to be empowered, because you need to take control. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to check out my website at drdahlia.com. We are booking for the Alaskan cruise for next summer. These cruises book up pretty quickly. So please check it out. See if that's something you're going to want to do next summer. And I promise you we're going to have an amazing time. Also, don't forget that when you're fiddling around on Facebook or Twitter later, to make sure you find the Dr. Dahlia Show or Dr. Dahlia. I'd love to connect to you all on Facebook and Twitter so I could keep you up to date. All right. Marivelle writes from Los Angeles. Doctor, the other day you were talking about how underserved hospitals are refusing patients at the door and diverting them. Well, that happened to me. I have Medicare and was having trouble breathing. I asked the paramedics to take me to the hospital I've gone to before for my emphysema, and they were diverted to one 10 miles farther. Aha, you see? How do I control which hospital takes me in light of all the changes happening? We were just speaking about control and being able to control your medical destiny and what happens to you in the hospital. That's a tough one. You know, if you need to call the paramedics, you have to call the paramedics. But the paramedics will call the hospital head, and if the hospital diverts them, there's not much you could do. If you drive yourself to the hospital, you are risking, you know, going into a respiratory arrest and not having anybody there to help you and you being stuck in an ER, but that's one way to get into the hospital you want to go to. Now, see, that's very interesting. Did the hospital divert you because they were busy, or did they divert you because you were a Medicare patient and they're going to get fined for the readmission? I really urge you guys to email me and let me know if you are seeing this, because I'm getting stories here and there that patients that have Medicare are finding it more and more difficult to go to the hospital they want to or be admitted because of this whole penalty thing that we talked about yesterday and earlier this year, where Medicare is going to be penalizing and cutting payments to hospitals depending on readmission rates. And that's pretty frightening if you're a Medicare patient and you're going to be taken to a hospital 10 miles farther. And everybody knows, those of us that have lived in L.A., you know, 10 miles, depending on the time of day, could be an extra hour commute. I mean, that could be, you know, that could be life-threatening. I mean, thank God you were in an ambulance at the time. But, you know, please kind of keep me posted if this is what you're seeing. Because I don't know what to instruct you all to do if you have Medicare and you don't think the hospital is going to want you because you were there. I mean, that's pretty frustrating. No wonder people are kind of excited about Paul Ryan's plan, where they could possibly opt out of Medicare later and go to private insurance. I mean, they're really branding seniors with this scarlet letter I keep calling. Instead of the scarlet letter A, you're getting a scarlet letter M. I mean, one way to divert this is to see if your regular doctor, your family doctor, or your internist could direct admit. But I know what many of you are going to say. My doctor doesn't admit to the hospital. They use a hospitalist. If you guys have any spare time and you think you are going to be the type of patient who may every now and then have to go to the hospital, I would urge you to call around and find a doctor that does go to the hospital, either an internist or a family doc who still does the old school way. And there are still many out there. And doctors, if you're listening, you may want to advertise that, because I got to tell you, that's a real treat. If you go to the hospital and take care of your clinic patients in the hospital, I mean, wow, you need to advertise that big time. And I would probably, if I were you, because one way you may get around this whole issue where hospitals are not going to want Medicare patients readmitted because they're being penalized, stupidest system I could imagine. I mean, what are we trying to do to our seniors? Again, Obamacare was a complete cluster. But anyway, what you're going to have to do is need your advocate, and your advocate, unfortunately, will have to be your doctor. And then they are going to have to direct admit. So you don't have to go through the ER. You could say, look, and discuss with your doctor. You know, go to your doctor and discuss with them tomorrow or whenever you see them next. What do they recommend you do? Because if you're going to be diverted to a hospital 10 miles away, right, and or you're going to be seeing a doctor that's not your current doctor, what does your current doctor suggest you do? Does your current doctor have a hospitalist group? Can you get their number such that you could call them and say, look, I know you work with my doctor, Dr. Dahlia. Where do you want me to go? Where should I have the paramedics take me? Because, or could you direct admit? Because I'm afraid that I'm going to be driving around the city in this ambulance because the hospital's not going to readmit me because I'm a Medicare patient. Start planning ahead. You have to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of planning ahead, study came out today saying if any of you have blood type A, B, or AB, you may need to plan ahead and have a healthier lifestyle, because those blood types are associated with increased risk of heart disease, especially AB, the rarest of the blood types. Now, if you're blood type O, which is apparently the most common, I guess 43% of the population of type O, you're probably at the least risk of heart disease. Dr. Lou Key, an assistant professor at the Department of Nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, had studied this, had published it in Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. I know many of you have this journal on the back of your toilet seat. That's great. right? Not a lot of good pictures, but still a good read. He suggests that knowing your blood type as a factor and knowing if you're susceptible to cardiovascular disease could help you decide, you know, what to do in terms of your healthy lifestyle and make you plan more. Personally, we all should be eating healthy despite our blood type. Many of you don't even know your blood type. I'd recommend on your next blood test, get your blood type. All right, I'm B positive. So where's my risk? Well, let's see. AB has the highest risk of heart disease, 23%, they say. 11% for type B, 5% for type A, and blood type O. Compared to blood type O, these people were worse. So not blood type O has 0%, but considering AB had 23% more than type O. So, however, they only looked at white people. They didn't look at any other ethnic groups. So I'm not really sure where we go with this puppy, but I've always loved the idea. Like, remember that book, Eat by Your Blood Type, where if you have a certain blood type, yes, of course, it's genetic because you get your antigens and your blood antigens from your mom or your dad. So if dad is A, mom is B, you know, you could be a variety. You could be B, you could be AB, you could be O, depending on your what you inherit. If you have an A and a, well, you know, we've discussed that, but we'll revisit that again because that stuff's kind of cool. I also want to talk about the positive and negative. This does not, I just got an email. Does this blood type address O negative versus O positive? From what I understand, no. They're not talking about O negative, O positive, B negative. Good question, though. Thank you. I love email. That's fast. Okay, keep the emails coming. Find by me, 1-877-DOCDALY, or email me at Dr. Dahlia. No, these blood types don't have anything to do right now with the negative or positive. They're just saying people with type O appear to have less heart disease than A, B, B, or A. Not sure, again, what we want to do about that. Okay. Researchers have found that you can use poop to make fossil fuels. And research team at Oregon State University claims they have demonstrated a giant leap over the poop in the performance of microbial fuel cells, which use wastewater and bacteria to create a huge waste-powered battery. The team obviously is not the first to do this, but they've utilized a number of new concepts, such as a reduced anode cathode spacing, evolved microbes, and a new separator materials. The team can create 10 to 50 times more energy per volume than other leading approaches. Well, if you use the wastewater from my particular house, trust me, you could probably triple that number. All right. The new system was able to create more than 2 kilowatts per cubic millimeter of liquid reactor volume. Boy, is this a great subject while you're eating lunch or dinner. An output that far exceeds anything else done with microbial fuel cells. These guys are really getting excited with their poop and their liquid reactor and their kilowatts and their fuel cells and their anodes and their cathodes. Honestly, thank God we have people that do that because I wouldn't touch this stuff. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us. If not, don't forget to find us on Facebook to say hi. Find us on Twitter to be up to date. And don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Can't wait to take you all with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.